You're back in on a Thursday edition of the Burns and Gambo show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and it is our pleasure on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to welcome one of the newest members of the Arizona Cardinals, and in a way, we are welcoming him home. He is Terrell Suggs, and he joins us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Welcome back to the AZ, T-Sizzle.
Hey, man. Great to be back, man. But like you said, you know, I've been living here since 1996. So, you know, I mean, I've only been working across the country.
Yeah. Well, listen, so many people so excited to have you back. But, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is you had a chance to maybe retire and play your entire career with the Ravens. How much of a factor was that in making the decision to come to Arizona?
That was a huge factor. You know, I've been, you know, been there for 16 years, and, you know, they drafted a young man, you know what I'm saying, took a chance on me, and, you know, I've had a illustrious career at in Baltimore, but I just felt it was time to turn the page, and I wanted to do it on my terms, so.
Did you get the sense that when you left the Ravens that you were sending ripples and shockwaves through the organization, that there were people that were stunned that you were choosing not to be a Baltimore Raven?
Definitely. I mean, when you're accustomed to seeing something for so long, you know, you get used to it. But I didn't realize the magnitude until after I had made my decision. And yeah, I guess my decision to leave, I was kind of closing a chapter of an era. But, you know, change is good. You know, change isn't always bad. It can be scary, but, you know, also necessary. So, you know, it's sad to go, but I'm very excited, you know, to be Arizona Cardinal and what lies ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, the San Francisco 49ers were also very interested in bringing you there. Why did you choose Arizona over Baltimore or San Francisco?
Well, you know, it was a couple teams, you know, interested, but I kind of made peace with myself that if I wasn't going to be in a Ravens uniform, there was only one uniform I was going to be wearing, and that's the Arizona Cardinals, and that was to come home and play for my hometown team. So,
take me back to 2003. You're a first round pick, number 10 overall, and every fan of the Arizona Cardinals was pissed off that day that the Cardinals didn't take you. They instead traded down. They got Calvin Pace and Brian Johnson. Going into that draft, did you feel that you were going to be selected by your hometown team?
Going into that draft, I absolutely thought I was going to be an Arizona Cardinal. But, you know, the organization went a different way, and respectably so. You know, I was a really young man in 2003. I was actually 20 years old, and I was very unequipped, you know what I mean? And when, you know, Arizona passed on me in 2003, I was able to go to Baltimore and kind of get mentored into the player, into the professional that I am now. So,
Terrell Suggs, our guest on the Burns and Gambo show, how long did it take you to get over that, not being drafted by the Cardinals back in 2003? How long did that take?
He's still not over it.
No, I'm over it. It took a long time, though, to be totally honest with you, because, you know, you guys, y'all had a Super Bowl appearance before I did. So, and it was just like, man, at that point, I was very unsure if I was ever going to make it to a Super Bowl. So, but it took me a long time to get over it, but, you know, I kind of got to watch from a distance, and, you know, and we got to handle the what ifs, but now it's official now. I'm a Cardinal, so
yeah,
it all worked out.
It did indeed. Terrell Suggs, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, newest member of the Arizona Cardinals. So you look at your stats from a year ago, you look at your stats from the last few years, you watch these games, you see you play, it's obvious you still have gas in the tank. How do you feel right now? How much gas do you feel like you still have in the tank after a long and illustrious career in this league?
Well, you know, it's very exciting. It's funny. It's funny how a breath of fresh air can kind of revive you. You know what I'm saying? So, as you said, I do have gas left in this tank, and I guess we're gonna find out just how much in the upcoming future here.
I think a lot of people are excited about. Look, you're an alpha male. You're a leader. I mean, you're a born leader. and coming into this team. I know you're not going to, you know, you're not just coming here for just one or two final years of your career and then go off into the sunset. You're coming to win. You're coming to hopefully change the culture a little bit, too, because this team needs leaders. Talk about that. I mean, how will it be easy for you? Being a leader in Baltimore for 16 years, is it going to be easy for you to come here to a new team and be a leader right away?
I wouldn't, you know, easy, I wouldn't use that word, but it's definitely going to be interesting. It's going to be a challenge, you know, just to kind of, you know, fit in with the guys and just trying to, you know, kind of mentor a few of the younger guys and implement, you know, some knowledge. And we got from, you know, now, you know, to the end of free agency and to all of us to become a team. You know, we got, you know, we the opening days in September, and we got from now until September to find out just exactly who and what we are and become the best team we can be.
Terrell Suggs joining us on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, flagship home of the Arizona Cardinals. Tell me about Vance Joseph. You played against his defenses for years.
Yeah.
I mean, how excited are you to play in this defense? What do you think you can do in this defense?
I'm very excited. You know, obviously, be playing with a Vance Joseph, you know, led defense, but also, you know, with a lockdown corner like Patrick Peterson. You know, we got DJ back, and not only that, to play on the opposite side of one of these league's one of the best pass rushers in the league right now. It's going to be very exciting to see. So we just, like I said, we got work to do. We're on the ground floor, and we just going to be working, man. Going to go to work and becoming a team.
What is of your legacy in Baltimore? What is it that you are the most proud of outside, of course, the Super Bowl championship?
I would just have to say the professional that I've become being there, you know, the player I've become being there. Just I did a lot of growing. Like I said, when I left college, I was a very young kid, you know what I'm saying? And you couldn't ask for a better leader and better leaders in that organization and in that locker room as a first-class organization. So they molded me into the man you see here today, and I was very flattered and honored to have been there 16 years.
Did you give them an opportunity to match any offer that was coming your way in free agency or no?
Absolutely. I gave them, you know, it's part of the business, but, you know, it wasn't – money wasn't the a factor to leave, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things and that involved my decision to come home and play. So it was just I just figured it was the best thing to do for my family. You know, like I said, my mother's here, so she won't she'll have the opportunity to see me play. You know, my whole family's here. It's just a lot of things went into that. Like I said, I think at the end of the day, it was just time to turn the page, and I wanted to do it on my terms.
But I think that's interesting, and that's respectful. So you spent 16 years there to give them, hey, one chance, you know, I got to give you an opportunity to match the offer if you want. I mean, at least you gave them that chance.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, this thing had nothing to do with money. It was more about love. And like I said, you know, I will always, you know, love that organization, love that city, love that team. And I just thought it was the appropriate time. The best thing to do was to kind of turn the page and walk away on my own merit.
Back in those days, it was tough to be a Cardinals fan. I mean, back when you were in high school at Hamilton, back when you were at ASU, those were not easy days. Were you a full-blooded, diehard Cardinals fan even back then and had dreams of playing for the Cardinals when you were a kid at Hamilton or a kid at ASU?
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't a really big Cardinals fan then. I became a really big Cardinals fan when they were drafting at six, and I was projected to come here. So let's just get that out.
That's when you were a Cardinals fan, yeah?
Yeah. I grew up a Minnesota Vikings fan, so. But like I said, and then, you know, they changed, they got to the new uniforms, and I was like, oh, okay. So that really opened my eyes, too.
Did you think about Todd Heap at all in making this decision? Todd played all those years, was, you know, a legend in Baltimore, and then he came home and finished out his career with the Arizona Cardinals. Did that cross your mind at any point?
No, that didn't. You know, I was aware that, you know, Todd had a similar path, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't really cross my mind much in my decision to come home.
Yeah, well, Terrell, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on being home. Thanks for coming on with us for a few minutes. You know we appreciate it. I know we'll catch up with you at some point in the future, and congratulations on the contract.
Thank you.